Hey everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. A lot of you have been asking us to look into homeschooling.
Yeah.
And
honestly, we were surprised too by how many of you reached out about this.
Yeah, for sure. It seems to be.
So we dug up this discussion with a head teacher who actually laid out these like five critical things that every home educator should know. And honestly, even if you're not homeschooling, this is relevant to anyone who, you know, has kids or is interested in education or is just, you know,
just thinking about it.
Part of our community here.
Absolutely.
In Deer Park and LaPorte and Pasadena.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
let's jump in.
We only have so much time. Let's get into it.
Right into it.
This head teacher led with this point about like the core academics. And I thought that was really interesting because I feel like a lot of times people think homeschooling and they jump to
logistics.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even do that?
How do you make the time? And what about socialization?
But this head teacher was like, no, let's talk about
the meat,
the nuts and bolts of how kids are actually learning.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to cover five
key things that they emphasize.
Yeah.
Mathematics, foreign languages, age group standards, handwriting, and textbook pitfalls.
Interesting. Okay, let's start with math.
Okay, so math.
This head teacher was really adamant about going beyond just memorizing formulas and really understanding the concepts.
Yeah, and I feel like that is something that
it's so important.
Even if you're not homeschooling, like that's something that
if you think about it, this focus on really understanding like how things work really ties into problem solving and critical thinking, which are essential not just for academics, but for like navigating life in general.
Yeah. And I think back to when I was learning algebra and I was really struggling with it. And my dad sat me down and was like, okay, well, let's think about it like this. We're building a treehouse.
Right.
And suddenly it all made sense.
Absolutely. That's a perfect example. Yeah. Like hands-on learning and like real world applications can make a world of difference.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so we talked about math.
All right, so moving on to the next one, foreign languages.
Okay, so foreign languages, this is something that growing up in a diverse area like Deer Park, I always wished that I had learned Spanish. You know, what are your thoughts on why learning a foreign language is so important?
Well, it's certainly more than just ordering tacos on your next vacation.
Right.
Learning a new language exposes you to different cultures, ways of thinking, and even problem-solving approaches.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It can make you more adaptable and open-minded.
Yeah.
Both very valuable qualities in our increasingly interconnected world.
Right. And especially in our area.
Absolutely.
You know, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, we have so many people from all over and all different backgrounds.
That's a strength.
Yeah. It really is. Okay. So foreign language is very important. This next one is something that I think a lot of parents think about, even if they're not homeschooling.
Yeah.
Age group standards. So I know we have a lot of young families that listen to the show. You know, we're based here in Deer Park, and there are
a lot of young families.
A lot of young families. So what did the head teacher have to say about this?
So understanding child development is so crucial for any type of education. Each child learns differently at their own pace, and aligning the teaching methods with those like cognitive abilities is just key. Think of it this way. You wouldn't teach a toddler to ride a bike the same way you'd teach a teenager. It's about meeting your student where they are developmentally.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one really surprised me. Handwriting.
Handwriting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think it surprised you?
I just thought with all of our technology and everything being, you know, on screens and phones and things like that.
You thought cursive was going out of style.
I did. I really did. I thought it was, you know, a relic of the past.
Yeah, I get why you think that. But research shows that the physical act of writing has cognitive benefits, especially for young developing brains.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It helps with memory retention, fine motor skills, even creativity.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's pretty fascinating.
Okay. So handwriting still important, even in the digital age.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then finally, let's talk about textbook pitfalls.
Yeah.
So this is interesting to me because I feel like textbooks are kind of like the
standard.
The standard, yeah.
Yeah, textbooks are useful for establishing a foundation, but they often present one viewpoint, which can sometimes be oversimplified.
Right.
It's important to encourage critical thinking by exposing students to various sources and challenging them to, like, form their own opinions.
Yeah, and that actually aligns perfectly with what we do here at Think and Act.
Locally.
We want to equip our community with the information and the tools to think for themselves.
Right, and make those informed decisions.
Yeah, for sure. So to recap the five key things, understanding math, embracing language learning, knowing your child's development, appreciating handwriting, and looking beyond textbooks.
That's a great summary.
Yeah.
So taking all this into account, what are the pros and cons of homeschooling versus traditional schooling?
Right.
It's a complex question.
It is.
Worth pondering, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's a great final thought for our listeners.
For sure.
And if you find value what we do here at Think and Act Locally, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com. Donate. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.